Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
That's not Elvis. I know it sounds like it, but it's not. That's Terry Stafford. Welcome back. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Deborah Fine, D-E-B-R-A, fine.com is the website. And Deborah's our guest in 14 year. Deborah, you've been almost 15 years, Deborah. You've been hanging out with us as a member of our brain trust.
How old are we, Jim?
Thank you for that. I got you right out of high school. I don't know about me, but I got you right out of high school. Thank you for that, Deborah. I appreciate your commitment to us and all your hard work.
It's been great. My only wish, Jim, seriously, I say this, is that I would meet you face to face.
Well, we're going to have to. We'll do that sometime.
Well, but the things you put out in the universe, sometimes I would say to somebody that I wished, well, just make it happen. So
let's do it.
That's a whole other, we can talk.
You're right about that. We need to make that happen. So how many books now have you written? Four, five?
Three, just three. I'm no Jim Blasingame. No, I'm three, and I'm going to tell you something, Jim. Three is enough. Thank you very much.
I hear you.
Books are. That's a whole different. But any, you know, your audience is small business. Small business, whether you own a restaurant or CPA firm or write books. I mean, it's tough. I mean, there's tough things about it. There's joyful things about it. There's rewards to it. I mean, it's how it is. It's small business in itself.
But each book is a business. But didn't writing the book help you get some things out of you, though? I mean, I always tell people a book comes out of you when it's ready, and I think when it's ready is when things get bottled up in you so much that it comes out. What do you think?
Well, that probably – I mean, since I gave birth to a few children, I think that I would use those words to describe that, the birthing process for them. For a book, you know, the truth is for me it had to come out maybe, but, you know, I'm not – writing for me, your audience doesn't know that I used to be an engineer. Writing was not a natural talent.
I told him that. No, I already told him that. Yeah.
Oh, you did. So
I like the way you think.
Thank you, Jim. It wasn't. You know, there are people that write. You know, I have a son that's a great writer, and it comes out, and he loves it. It was hard for me, but obviously not for you. You know how to put. You're so articulate.
But that's so much baloney, folks. I've got her books. They're outstanding. They're excellent.
Okay,
so that's a bunch of baloney.
Thank goodness for editors, right?
Stop that nonsense. So let me ask you a question.
Okay, darling.
With regarding your books, and we're talking about conversations during the holidays, folks, especially the two big ones coming up here. Would it be inappropriate for you to, when one of your books came out, if you had a book, would it be inappropriate to say, hey, folks, I hope you don't mind, but I've got a book here for everyone if you'd like one. What do you think? Would you offer that to your family?
Well, I wouldn't offer my book because my family would just, like, laugh. However, I will tell you, I've been so lucky, you know, the first book came out in 2002. Especially that book, The Fine Art of Small Talk, well, also the teenage book, where often I've had clients buy books just for 15 years, where they just continually give it to their clients and say, this is it's a gift kind of book because it's not telling you that you need improvement. This will enhance your networking skills and or gain, you know, client referrals and all that stuff. And then for kids, of course, the only way to give a kid this, the Beyond Texting book, is to not say, you need to read this, because you know how that is. Everybody that's a parent knows when you tell your kid you need to do this, but when you say, you know, it's a gift that, you know, as a resource. Well, when I was a teenager, Jim, I struggled with making friends, you know, talking to teachers, all that stuff. If that book had been at the library, I would have read it.
Right.
My book, if it had been.
Or if your mother forbid you from reading it, you probably would have read it.
Right. Well, that too. Yeah. God, you have a better memory of being a teenager than I do, Jim. But it's hard. You know, sometimes some people are born with, like you're obviously born with the gift of gab. But even we can go to Thanksgiving table and be with family and friends and have one of these conversations. So, Jim, how's business? Good. So how are the kids? Great. Anything? What's new? You know, what's new? Oh, not much. Same old, same old. I mean, we have those conversations at Thanksgiving, and it's because
people
don't
put
any
energy. So again, that with back to the host controlling things. If you were coming to my dinner back in 03 or 04 when your book came out, I would have liked to have said, hey, folks, I've got a copy of Deborah's book here, and here's something she said in there. Won't we talk about that?
Well, I agree. I mean, actually, even this year, I have these place cards that I created with, it's sort of along the lines of what you said. Each person has to fill in the blank. So some, it's what you're grateful for, but some what was the most, the highlight of the year, you know, and we're going to go around the table. There's 15 of us. So the 2 year old.
One of the things I'm grateful for with my bunch, my kids and my grandkids, is I cook the food. We cook the food, set the table, invite them. They come, they sit down. And then I just sort of sit back and let them interact with each other. They interact with each other across my table, I'm convinced, in ways that I don't think they do in other places. All of them together, everybody together at one time. I think there's looks and expressions and conversations that I think don't happen in any other place. And so I just sit back and listen.
Well, I think that goes on in families all the time because in normal, healthy families. It's the same thing as when you drive in a car with your teenager or, you know, even your grown child. Because there's no eye contact there, sometimes we have the best conversations because people don't feel interviewed or put out. It just becomes more natural. I've witnessed this over and over again.
Deborah Fine, D-E-B-R-A, Fine, DeborahFine.com is the website. All of her books are there and all of her writing and all the things she does to help her clients. I encourage you to check it out. Hey, Deborah. Thank you for being here. Thanks for 14 great years. Come back soon.
You too. Thank you, Jim. Wish you all the best. Safe
you
and
too.
Happy. Bye-bye.
Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen. She is fine. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.